Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
wiring up electricity in Australia. Most people in modern places, there's no overhead poles whatsoever. So there's no overhead poles at all in any modern Australian housing developments. It's all underground, like water. But the older places up, like here in the mountains, you get overhead wires. And the overhead wires used to catch a light. And in terms of the strong winds, a branch would blow power would arc across. And pretty well, they've all been removed. Well, what have they been replaced with? Well, they've been replaced with the copper wires from houses, the copper in the streets have been removed, and it's been removed with slightly thicker cross-section aluminium. And the aluminium is basically in thick plastic, sunproof plastic. Took years to develop. Rather than three or four wires going into your house, so just let's go to it. Around your power station is a coal burner which creates steam, which the steam rushes past a turbine which spins a gigantic electric magnet, and there's six coils in three pairs to give you three phases of power. And as the magnetic field sweeps through each coil, experiences an EMF of voltage. This comes out. And so in that configuration, those coils are connected together. The outputs of those coils are connected in a three-way section. The three coils are connected, you know, one to another in a circle. That forms a delta. There's another way you can wire the coils such that the three points are in what's called a star. So you can have three wires or four wires coming out of the transformer, delta star configuration. Just picks it off in a slightly different way. Another way, you can have basically a ground wire. So you can pick up it one or two, three phases which come across. And so the power goes at high voltage, gets down, and by the time it gets to a consumer, it goes from three to four wires. And in general, you get little clumps of three or four wires into your house, whether you've got two phase or three phase. You need four wires for three phase. This is just to get you. One is a neutral, basically a neutral line. The current ostensibly goes backwards, but it's alternating current, so it goes back and forth all the time, so it doesn't flow out of the power station and flow back to the station. It's a magnetic field impulse, and it's a voltage which occurs across the line. What we have is going to your house along the street is a single. Let's have a look around here. I think this street is not done. I think this street is most street, where there's lots of trees about, there's a bushfire risk. Those three wires are pulled together in thick cross-section aluminium, and I do know that it took a little while to make the aluminium never work hard. And it's a very high purity aluminium without any silicon. One of the things I found is that if you have any silicon impurity in aluminium, it can work hard. So these cables can flip around for yonks and yonks, and they never really fracture. I actually don't know whether it's actually a thick cable or it's actual thin cable. And the thing about thin cable is that you don't get the cable, which is multi-strand cable, you don't get shear stress building up inside it, and it's this thing. And so, strangely enough, around Australia, where you used to see these, thousands of lines going across, you only just get one thick black plastic lime, and that's to make it fireproof, basically. And basically all the copper's been ripped out of Australia and been replaced with aluminium. And the cost, it hasn't been done on this street. The cost is very much with the spot price and it's like you're holding so much aluminium bullion or copper bullion. So when they put the copper out, they put it out with the knowledge that they'll take it out again and put it in. And essentially if there's copper, thieves will come around and steal it. Bugger that. That used to be a real problem in South Africa when the economy was collapsing. The people would steal the copper and sort of send, you can imagine the copper, the trauma it sent into the country. But we've got aluminium. The electricity goes down aluminium. It's quite interesting to see the quantum mechanics of why aluminium is such a good conductor and why copper is such a good conductor. But here I am at the gym, and I'll just see how long that took. Mercifully, 6 minutes. That's a nice short podcast for you. Off to the gym for 3 hours. 9:30 it'll be past midnight when I finish the last bit. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.